Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Hello, good morning. It is Wellness Wednesday, July 30th, and I'm excited to have Tina Combs in with me this morning, and of course she is with Community Medical Care. We're going to be talking about Care Power Hour that happened last week. We're going to talk about all the services that they provide and the 5K that's coming up in just a couple of months. That's gosh, right. It will be here before you know it. So lots of things to cover this morning. And we appreciate you coming in somewhat last minute, Tina. Our sponsor for Wellness Wednesday this week, one of their folks has COVID.
Oh, no.
So they weren't able to come in. And I was kind of scrambling just a little bit. So I appreciate you being willing to come in this morning and talk about community medical care and all
Absolutely.
The wonderful things that you guys do there. So I'll jump in and say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have Jesse Muse, Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. First Insurance Group, USA. Also, our Wellness Wednesday sponsor is Easy RX Pharmacy of Glasgow. Thanks to Far Off Broadway Players and Don's House of Comedy. And special guest this morning, Tina with Community Medical Care. We appreciate all of our sponsors and everything that they do. A couple of those are debuting this week on Shop Local, Easy RX and Don's House of Comedy. So brand new to the Shop Local show. Pretty excited about that. And, you know, Tina, we just wrapped up Care Power Hour on Friday, and we were just discussing yesterday how busy Friday was. There were so many things going on.
That was the day.
It was. Mm-hmm. That was the day to be somewhere
That's
in
right.
town. There were lots of activities and events going on. And what a great crowd for Care Power Hour.
It was 190 people. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I knew
yeah.
there were quite a few.
Yes.
I didn't take
yes.
a minute to count. But
and I think Friday it was spread out. You could go to a morning event, then a lunch, and then the afternoon. So you had and things that lasted all day long.
That's
so
right.
you could kind of spread out and different things. That's what I seen folks coming in talking about that morning. So it was a good day.
I bet there were a lot of pretty tired people Friday evening, Friday night, especially if they were out in the heat, because
yes.
it was a very very warm day.
It was. I think that was the day I seen you in a bucket.
I was in a bucket. I sure was. Yes. SCRTC, the folks there, they let me go up in their bucket truck, and that was something to experience.
A little bit
adventurous. So, yeah, I told Nicole, I was like, I just want to go up just because it's just fun and
That's
it's
right.
something different. And the guy, he said, how far do you want to go up? I said, I'll go as high as you'll take me.
I heard that.
You know?
How often can you go up in a bucket and throw t-shirts out?
I know, right? It's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing
That's right.
kind of thing. So, yeah, pretty excited about that. But let's take a phone call because we have a phone call real quick. So let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Well, I'm looking for like a rough carpenter. I need some steps or a little small deck built on the back of my house. My number is 270-308-1475.
Hey, honey, have you called the trader this morning? I've been pushing those phones.
Oh, this ain't the trader?
No, honey, this is the Shop Local show.
I thought y'all was the trader.
No, darling, we're the Shop Local show. The trader's actually right across the hallway from me. McDaniels is hosting that. So I've been pushing those phone calls over to him just to try not to take anything away from his show. Do you know that number?
Yeah. I think I do. 4941?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what do y'all do? Just talk?
Yeah, we talk about local businesses and shopping local.
Okay. Well, didn't you used to tell the shopper, though?
Yes, a long time.
Trader?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the trader. We used to do stuff like that, but we've kind of migrated to just talking about local businesses and local events and leaving those things to the trader across the hallway.
Okay, then I'll try to call him.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. And, okay, yeah, Tina, we were going to talk about Care Power Hour. I lost my train of thought there for
a second.
So kind of give us a little bit of background for those who may not know what Care Power Hour is, how it started, and kind of where we are with it at this point.
Well, it's a real unique event because we have some history.
Yes.
Even though we've only been doing it for 3 years, we have some extra history with it because if you remember the Pink Power Hour a few years ago, that faded away during COVID, but lots of folks in the community attended that. It was for breast cancer. It was a great awareness event, and a lot of people missed it when it went away.
Right.
So a few years back, Amy Stevens, that's the nurse navigator, was talking to Randy about this program. She was seeing barriers there at TJ Regional Health in the oncology department, barriers that were people keeping people from coming in and getting their treatments, nutrition, things that they needed when they have that diagnosis of cancer. So when the committee, we formed a committee, which you guys here at the radio station, Vicki Newberry is such a wonderful person, and I love working with her, this committee. It's a real nice committee. And a cool thing about it is that we actually have one of the, I probably should ask this first, but I'm pretty sure James Brown was on that first committee. So that's pretty cool that he was on the first one, and then he's on this one here too. So. So that Pink Power Hour went on for years, great attendance in the community. We created a Care Power Hour. We wanted to capture all those cancer diagnoses, not just breast cancer, because everyone's been touched in some way. You've either had a diagnosis or you've had a family member or you're a caregiver. Some way you've been touched by that. So we, instead of having the pink that a lot of people go to, we had the lavender, which is and captures all the different types of cancers. And just an awareness and just to celebrate those survivors and to remember those that have gone on too. So just a really nice event. The committee meets several times during the month, lots of logistics to it. And it's truly a community event when you think about it, because we have the committee that gathers those auction items. We have local businesses, a lot of them that is your sponsors here that donate things to that auction. We have sponsors that sponsor tables that actually attend that day with us, which is so nice to see them there and their support. And then we also have Amy, the nurse navigator, that is inside TJ Oncology there that sees the folks that need the help, that refers them to community medical care. We have a volunteer that comes in, if not every other, every week, at least every other, to take care of those data entries for that program for Breaking Barriers to Care, Sharon Wright. She's a retired nurse, so we're just so thankful to have her. So it's truly a community, everybody coming together doing, if everybody does a little bit, it doesn't, you know, it just comes together and makes such a big, wonderful event.
It takes a village.
That's right.
And there are so many hands on this event and so many people participating. Down to the folks who purchase the silent auction items.
Exactly.
And it takes everyone.
Yes. And TJ Marketing, oh, do they not do a wonderful?
They do. They do a wonderful job. Yeah. And that is always just a, I'm just honored to be able to be a part of that event because it's very touching. And to hear the stories, I mean, I get all teary eyed just thinking about it, you know, because you, and I said this while I was emceeing that day, you know, it's kind of a roller coaster of emotions. You know, you're excited to be there, to be part of such an incredible community event. And then you hear these stories and you get teary-eyed. You get emotional hearing them talk about their survivor stories.
The neat thing is that it's healing for you to hear that story, but it's also healing for them to talk about that story. So it's helping each other. You know, we had a book donated this time. Elizabeth Rose Hoffman writes children's books. And it really spoke to me because it's so simple as a cartoon, but it talks about losing your mom as a child to cancer. So, yeah, it's, you know, I'm sure that's very healing for her to write those books, but how healing it is to for people to receive that.
Right. So, and, you know, there are so many people that are going through that right now.
That's right.
They're going through chemo and they're going through treatments and radiation. And it breaks my heart to think about the experiences that they are going through. And it's a difficult time for not just the person suffering from cancer, but the caregivers and, and those who surround that person that love that person, you know,
and to have a community that comes in and says, you know, you're not through this alone.
Right.
If you can't get your treatment, we've got gas cards. If you can't, if you don't have a vehicle, we're going to provide these rides. If you need supplemental nutritional drinks, we have those at a discount. So it's worked out really well.
Yes.
Helped lots of folks. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to talk more about community medical care throughout the hour. If you have a question about something, maybe this is this is a part of your life. Maybe it's something that you're going through, or you know someone who is. And if you have a question, if it's something that we can answer, we feel free to call in this morning, 270-651-3000. Want to open that door to someone if you do have a question or a concern, or you're asking for someone else. Maybe it's not even for you. So feel free to call in this morning, 270-651-3000. All right, we are going to talk about the Summer Dinner Theater with yes. Far Off Broadway Players. That is happening this weekend, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Cave Area Conference Center. This is Opal's Million Dollar Duck, and it's a comedy.
It sounds fun.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to laugh, okay? So this is going to be a great time. Tomorrow, Julie and Charlie will be in. Julie, she's actually in the production, and then Charlie Goodman is the director. So they'll be in tomorrow as Macy's co-host. I'm actually not going to be here tomorrow. I won't be here the rest of the week. And Macy is stepping in tomorrow, and it should be a very interesting morning with Charlie Goodman. You never know.
That's right.
What Charlie is going to say. He likes to throw his humor around ever so often. So
we hear that humor during Rotary. So, yes.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Yeah, I always like to tell this story. The first and only play that I've been in with Far Broadway Players, because let me tell you, if you've never been part of a play, it's a lot of work.
Time-consuming, I bet.
Very time-consuming. Mm. There's rehearsals, practicing lines, and I loved it, but it's a lot of work.
And I bet.
I am so appreciative, and I have a greater appreciation for theater now than ever before. And I know that was like 11 years ago. That was the last time that I was in something.
It's like it was yesterday, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was in You Can't Take It With You was the name of it. And I was playing a drunk actress, and I was like, I don't know how to do this. I don't really know. And I just remember Charlie telling me that you have to over-dramatize everything that you do. And I thought, okay, I can be a little dramatic
sure.
at times.
There you go.
So, yeah, Charlie taught me how to be a drunk
That's
actress
awesome.
in that particular
That prepared
play.
You for your Randy Burns and you at the lip sync. That's what the...
That's it. But can anything prepare you for Randy
know.
Burns' lip sync opening act?
Charlie had to help.
He did a little bit. That is for sure. But it's always a great time, whether there are people that are backstage helping with costume change or you know set change, the sound effects, the set itself, the actors and actresses that are a part of it. It all comes together.
Yes.
And I'm just so sad that I'm not going to be here to be able to see this weekend. But you can get your tickets at faroffbroadwayplayers.com. Tickets for dinner and a show are $50. Show only are $20. And we are actually giving tickets away this week.
Oh, nice.
We have an opportunity for you to win with Todd. And he gave away a pair this morning during Secret Celebrity. Lori Wilson was our winner. So she's going to a show only. And when you win this week, you can choose any show. You just don't get dinner with that show. It's just the tickets for, they have specific tables for those, for those folks. So, yeah, several performances. You can see them all at historicplaza.com. You can also go to faroffbroadwayplayers.com and see those performances, the times and dates and that sort of thing. Cave Area Conference Center, those dinner theaters are always so much fun.
I need to get a ticket. I have never been to one.
Oh, my
gosh. And I know Diane's catering this, so I know the food's going to be out of this world.
Absolutely. Yeah. I forgot to mention that.
Yes.
But, yeah, everything. Of course, Diane catered Care Power Hour on Friday. Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't
that chicken
good?
And those potatoes and those green beans. Oh,
they're the
my
best.
Gosh. So good. Now, I don't know what they're going to have for the dinner theater, but whatever it is, it will be amazing because Diane knocks it out of the park.
Always.
Every single time.
Yes.
So not only are you going to get a delicious meal, but you're going to get to laugh as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these are fun things that we have going on in our community. Take advantage of this and support local theater. Far Off Broadway Players is just a spectacular organization.
We're so fortunate to have the entertainment here locally. You don't have to drive somewhere else, just right here.
Absolutely. Right here in Barron County.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your tickets. All right, Miss Tina, I believe we have a phone call, so let's go to the phones.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, ladies.
Hello, Andy. Good morning to you.
How are y'all?
We're hanging in there. How about you?
Doing good. I heard you talking about EZRX.
Oh, yeah. That's our Wellness Wednesday sponsor this week.
It's worth going in there, man. He's got some good-looking women in there.
Oh, my God. Andy Young, I tell you what, you can't do anything with him. They are beautiful. They are beautiful. I will say that.
Yeah, they are nice.
Yes. Yes.
I just thought I'd go and tell you. It's worth the trip going in there.
They know their stuff, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So, do you know David or Steve or Vicky?
I know David all my life.
Have you really?
Yeah. Me and his wife went all the way through school together.
I did not know that. Well, see, their daughter, Candace, is one of my best friends.
I didn't know
that.
Yes. Yeah.
I was in there yesterday, and David, he had called and wanted to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, me and him talked for a minute. But
yeah.
Yeah, they're all nice in there.
They are, and they take such good care of you, and they explain mm-hmm. everything, and they're convenient, and yeah, they're just wonderful. I have followed David ever since, I guess. Gosh, it's been several years ago. I have followed when he started the other mm-hmm. pharmacy, and now
yeah.
here at EZRX. So I think David's incredible.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He'll call and talk to you, too.
Yeah, and he'll check on you. And
yes.
I've called him after hours or on the mm-hmm. weekend if I needed something, which rarely happens. But I know that I feel comfortable in being able to do that. And, you know, he'll take care of me. So.
Being that hometown
That's right.
pharmacy.
That's right.
Community Medical Care has local pharmacies that partner with us. They are one of mm-hmm. them. So, yeah, David's good.
Yep, mm-hmm. sure is. He sure is.
I'll get off here and talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Andy. I hope you have a good day. Stay
y'all
cool.
Too.
You staying inside today, or are you going to be out working?
I got to start mowing.
Okay, well, be careful.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Speaking of EZRX, we'll just go ahead and jump in into this one. You know, they are great folks there, and I had a medical procedure two or three weeks ago now, and I had to get prep for that medical procedure. Yay! So much fun! And this was a different prep than what I had had before, and so I had questions, and she answered everything and walked
Good.
Me through it and just explained it, because, you know, some of that stuff can be confusing.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that I did it right, that I could use something besides water to mix with that magnesium.
Help taste a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't really help a whole lot.
No.
It doesn't matter what you mix with that stuff. It left a horrible, it hit all of my taste buds
mm-hmm.
from bitter to, there was no sweet, but
no.
It was like, it hit my entire tongue.
Mm. Yeah.
Gosh. Almost get nauseous
just thinking about it.
It's just gross. I mean, the things that we have to do when we get older, y'all.
I
mean, seriously.
Hopefully you won't have to for a long time, though, again.
I hope not.
It's behind you.
It is. But they are wonderful there at EZRX. Fast, friendly, you can depend on them, and their drive-through is super fast.
Yes.
So I pulled in one day, they had my medicine ready, and I was on my way in 30 seconds. And so when they first opened my prescription, I had something filled. I can't remember what it was now. I don't take regular medicine. I can't even remember what it was. But they had to call it in. Well, they called it into the other pharmacy mm. that I had been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't realize that they hadn't changed it to EZRX. And I pull up and I told the guy, and I said, "Do you have something for me?" And he said, "I don't see anything." And I said, "I bet they sent it to the other pharmacy." He said, "Would you like for me to call and transfer your prescriptions?" And I said, "Yes, please."
That's great.
So I was right there in the drive-thru.
Above and beyond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did it
mm-hmm.
right there. I didn't have to do anything. And he said,
nice.
"They're sending it over here. Here it is." And so they were able to take care of that.
It's good customer service.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They go above and beyond. They know their folks by name. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. When I walk in the door and they know me by name, and it makes me feel welcomed.
Yes.
And they know me.
Right. Taken care of.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. So if you have a question, if you need a refill, someone is always close by. just pulling up to the drive-thru, they'll get you taken care of. So they're going to treat you like you would want to be treated.
That's right.
I say like family, and sometimes that can not necessarily be a good, depends on how your family is. They treat you like the good kind of family, like when your folks treat you really well.
Like okay. You want your family to treat
you. That's exactly right. So they are behind Burger King. They're next to Subway. It's Easy RX. They make it easy. And that phone number is 270-629-3979. That's 629-3979. They'll get you taken care of so you can get on with your day. All right, let's take another. Oh, they hung up. Okay. Call back 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. And EasyRx, our Wellness Wednesday sponsor this week, and they were not able to be here this morning, so Tina stepped in from Community Medical Care, and we just talked about Care Power Hour, and you know, everything that kind of everyone that brings this event together. And there was a lot of money raised just by this event alone to help out Community Medical Care.
That's right. It's through the tickets that were purchased, the sponsors. We had several sponsors. And then the auction items from the businesses, it went really well. We had more items than ever this year. So, so it was just a little over $23,000 that was raised. And that program almost covers all of the expenses of the need that the folks have. So it's just a little over. Since the beginning, it's 2.5 years since March of 2023. We've been helping folks, and we've helped with over $50,000 with assistance it was 250 people last week when I checked. So it's well over 250 this week, I'm sure.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, that money you mentioned earlier briefly where that money does go, but I kind of want you to get into a little more detail for those who may not know what is out there, what is available for them if they are going, if they're going through treatments and radiation, and maybe they're not aware of this, which hopefully they are, but this is...
It's one of those things you don't know it's there until you need
it. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Until you need it, you don't realize it. But Breaking Barriers to Care is a program of Community Medical Care. And a little bit later, I'll talk about more that Community Medical Care offers for folks, seniors and adults, working adults, disabled adults. But the Breaking Barriers to Care is through the TJ Regional Oncology Office. And Amy Stevens, again, is the nurse navigator there and can walk you through the application process there. But it's for anyone that has the need. It's 300% of the poverty level, which, you know, you think of Medicaid, you can make a little bit over 100% of the poverty level. So they're reaching out to more 300. You've got this diagnosis, you have extra bills, so they want to be able to help them. Those that maybe usually don't need that extra help, but because of that cancer, they do. So we're helping those with post-mastectomy supplies. That's through The Good Wife, House of Beauty, Trish Burton. I love that she makes that local. We don't have to send them to another county over to get those needs that they have. And she does such a fantastic job. You know, when you go in and you get sized and you get find out what your needs are, it's so nice to go into a relaxing, and she does such a good job of that. Just you feel like you're going into a boutique. You don't feel like a medical. It's more of a laid back feel to it. And then wigs, we've helped 16 folks, ladies, get their wigs, which make them feel whole again. And you know, it's not a medical, but you think of how much that helps you, your confidence and there's so many things you don't have a choice about when you go through treatment. You have to do these things, but that's something you can choose. I mean, which one you want, how you want your style, how, you know.
Your hair says so much about you, and it makes you feel like a woman.
Exactly.
And to lose your hair or have to shave your head because
I couldn't imagine.
I couldn't either.
So. My mom went through it, so I watched it, but I couldn't imagine myself. So, but we've provided 45 supplies. So those mastectomy needs, the bras, the prosthetics, those things that they need when they go through that surgery to make them feel whole again in that way too. And then we've supplemental nutritional drinks. We've provided 702 cases. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, 702 cases. And then... it's actually, I said 16, but it's actually 18 wigs that we've provided, and then 875 gas cards to get them to and from treatment. So if they've got a vehicle but they can't buy their gas, then they can use this gas card at a station and get some gas. But maybe they don't have a vehicle, so then we help them with those rides. We have DTS and another company that's different counties that helps us, and we've provided 50 rides to and from when they don't have that vehicle. So.
Yeah.
Lots of good things.
Yes. And you mentioned those nutritional drinks, which are so helpful because when you're going through treatments, you don't really have a stomach a lot of times to even eat anything, but you have to get your nutrition somehow.
I remember going through it with Mom, and she couldn't eat at all. But if she could just take a few sips of that, it would just be a little something on her stomach. It made a huge, even though it was something small, it made a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the strength,
And there are different flavors of those, too, isn't
there? There is, yeah. They have butter, pecan.
Oh, wow. I was thinking like strawberry, chocolate,
strawberry,
vanilla.
Chocolate. They have, yeah. And they even have some that's kind of like Kool-Aid, you know, with the, instead of the shake, it's kind of a Kool-Aid. But yeah, there's all kinds of them out there.
Lots.
And they're expensive.
They
when you got to buy them, they're $50 to $60 a case. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah. When you're taking two or three a day, that's a case doesn't last very long.
No,
so it
doesn't.
It's a huge help.
That money is going toward such wonderful things with community medical care.
Yes.
Breaking barriers.
You had me confused.
Sorry,
there for
I got
a second.
You messed up. Yeah. Sorry, Tina. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, Care Power Hour supports breaking barriers to care.
There we go.
And if you missed Care Power Hour, you can still support us. Just call the office 270-659-0229. We'll share with you ways. You know, we have lots of people give through memorials. We'll talk about Extreme Fitness Run for Health here in a little bit. That's another way to help community medical care. And we just have lots of events going on.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Yeah.
So lots of different ways to get involved. And if this is something that you're interested in or it's something that's close to your heart, there are ways to get involved.
That's right.
All right, 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call if you have a question about anything or a testimony, a great comment on community medical care or any of our sponsors for that matter. We'd love to hear that. I know the sponsors appreciate that. Good things being said about them, not just from me, but other folks too who do business these businesses. Mm-hmm. So it's always a great thing. First Insurance Group USA, and Kristen was in with us yesterday. She did give away a gift card to Talk of the Town Boutiques and Marketplace. So our winner was Michelle Morgan. So congratulations to her. She was pretty excited about that when I called her yesterday.
I bet. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes. So she'll get to go do a little shopping there. But we were talking about coverage and prices and how it's always a great time to shop your insurance, especially if it's coming up on the annual, you know, to make sure that you're not paying too much, you're not paying too little. But the real thing that you need to pay attention to is the actual coverage. The price may look wonderful, but you want to make sure that you have the proper coverage when it comes to your insurance. So
that is
something to pay attention
to. You'll eventually pay.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, premiums are going up across the board just because of natural disasters, you know, the wind damage that we have had, the flooding, those types of things. So premiums are going up, and there are different reasons for those things. So if you're needing to shop for insurance, maybe, who knows, you might be able to save some money just by switching companies.
Right.
So they can shop those companies for you there at First Insurance Group. So they have access to all of these different, they're an independent, so they can shop all of these different insurance companies for you. So you're not having to drive around town or call around town and get quotes. They can do that for you. So that's very convenient. Mm-hmm. They take care of their customers and they are local. So this is very helpful in a situation, you know, if something tragic were to happen after hours or on the weekend, you're able to call your local insurance agent and, you know, I would probably be in a panic or shock and not really knowing the next steps to take, what to do next. So knowing that you have someone that you can count on that can help you walk through all of this is very comforting.
Yes.
I would think gives you
someone
peace
local.
Of mind. That's right. That's exactly right. So they're not just about writing a policy. They are about putting you first and making sure that you and your family are well taken care of and that you have the proper coverage. You have to pay attention to that. And I think some people have gotten burned in the past.
Yes.
So, yeah, make sure that you are getting that. 270-261-5181 is the number to call there at First Insurance Group. 270-261-5181. 5181 And they are located at 1422 Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. 1422 Happy Valley Road, Glasgow. That's right next to Monticello Bank, across from Gilly Hyde. Okay. So you cannot miss it. And Kristen, she is there pretty much every day. So you can go by and talk with her, or you can just give her a call over the phone. She'll just ask some questions just to get the information that she needs to be able to shop that insurance. Yes, extreme. She's very knowledgeable. I mean, she was very knowledgeable about insurance. So she knows her stuff.
You never know when David, my husband, just had a cow on the way to work.
Oh, no.
The cow was okay. David was okay, but the car wasn't. So
the cow was just out?
Yeah.
Just got out
just
of the field?
In the road, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It wasn't too far from our house, so he wasn't, you know, he hadn't picked up speed or anything, so yeah. It wasn't too bad. But, yeah, cow's pretty bad.
That's you don't bigger think
than
of
a... Yeah, you think of a deer, you know,
right?
So
or
many
turkey?
People. Yeah, yeah, a
you
cow.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very... I bet the insurance agent was like, really?
Yeah.
A cow?
I think the first question was, who owned the cow?
That is a good question. That is a good question. My brother-in-law and my sister, they have some sheep, and sometimes those sheep get out, and I have people
I've
who message me.
I've heard that about getting out. I just
they
heard that recently.
Are, and there's a dog down there. They have a dog down there to
sheep
try
herding.
To, yes. Uh-huh. And the fence sometimes, I don't know. They wiggle their way out some way, somehow.
That's smart.
And then by the time I contact somebody, they're down there. My dad will go down there and check them, and he'll say they must have went back in.
Yeah.
You know,
that little Bo Peep? I guess that makes sense.
She lost her sheep. Because they're sneaky little boogers, I'm telling you. So, yeah, watch out. Watch out for those sheep on 1297, okay?
And cows on Columbia Road.
There you go. You just never know when something like that's going to happen. And that was another thing, you know, talking about deer. Deer season will come back.
Yes.
And deer season seemed to stretch out a little bit longer, I think,
this year. I don't know. That'd be a David question.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
There were a lot of people that were being hit by deer
a little bit longer. Yeah, we had one just recently, yeah. Had two babies that were just wandering around. We were like, what do you do with the babies?
Goodness.
Kept coming back looking for the mom.
Oh,
yeah. It was
makes
sad.
Makes me sad.
Yeah.
Makes
so
me
watch
sad.
Out for the deer.
Yes. Watch out for everything. So, all right. 270-651-3000. 651-3000 is the number to call. And Tina, you want to talk about Extreme Fitness?
Sure.
Run for Health?
Well, can I talk a little bit about our services at Community Medical Care?
Absolutely.
Just
go for
to
that.
Make sure, because we are located right down from Shogun on North Ray Street. It's 134 North Ray Street. Savannah runs the Community Medical Care office there. She would love to talk to you and tell you about our programs. We help seniors 65 and older with their medication copayments, with hearing aids, and then with some with dentures. And then we also have a working adult program if you're working and you don't have insurance, or maybe you have insurance and it just doesn't cover you really well and you're finding difficult to go to the doctor to pay for those prescriptions. We can help those folks 18 to 64 for the working adults. And then we've just this year added a program for disabled adults. So it's 40 to 64. And if you're a lot of folks, when they get on disability, they make too much to get Medicaid that would cover their medical expenses, but they have a 2-year waiting period before they can get on Medicare. So if you're finding yourself in that situation, you can call us. We can get you in the program. We work with TJ Family Medicine Center, so you're able to go to the doctor there. You make your own appointments. If they give you a prescription, you can come back in and we'll help you with those. So really good programs that we've been doing 23 years that work so well. Dr. Modi, Janelle Pettigo, and Freddie Travis, a lot of community members. Bobby, I could go on, Bobby Bunnell, and lots of them that helped start that program that's going very strong. And helps a lot of folks too. So Extreme Fitness is our largest fundraiser for those programs. So we have a golf tournament in spring. We have the Extreme Fitness in the fall. It's always the third Saturday, so it's going to be September the 20th. And, you know, COVID, speaking of your guest today couldn't come because of COVID, so many bad things happened during that time, but there was just a few things good that came from it. Yeah. And one thing we learned that we could do this virtual, and we could have so many more people participate in it. Yes. And sponsors love it. The participants love it. So, you know, Extreme Fitness just decided to go ahead and keep it virtual. And we just love it. I went on, it took me maybe 2 minutes before I came here to do this, and I went ahead and registered. So if you haven't, it's just now went live, I believe, last week.
I was going to say, the last time I checked, it was not live.
Yes.
So I need to sign up for that,
yes,
because I have been walking.
Yay.
So I will be able to participate this year.
That's awesome, Kelly. Yes,
I'm so
I watch
excited.
Your videos. If you don't watch Kelly on her lives on Facebook, be sure and do that because she's inspiring.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's super early in the morning.
Yes.
But that's
it's
the
still
best.
Dark. The lights are still on.
Yes, but that's the best time for me to walk. So,
And
plus,
coolest.
It's not as hot. Yes,
exactly.
In the coolest.
But yeah, it's Extreme Fitness Run, Walk. Walk for health. You can do a 1 mile fun walk. You can do a 5K. I think that's what Kelly's practicing to do.
And we figured out because I was asking Tina, I said, how many miles is a 5K? And she said, I think it's 3. And I said, I want to say it's a little over 3. So we looked it up. It's 3.1.
3.1.
I thought it was right around
there.
Yeah,
yes.
The 0.1.
And if you like keeping your time, you can always, as part of the virtual race, you take a selfie of yourself. You can have your race t-shirt on when you do it, and you post that on social media and tag Extreme 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. We'll look on the website, but I think that's the Extreme 5K is the hashtag. And you go into a drawing. You can win $1,000. One person will get $1,000, and Extreme Fitness gives away five $100 bills. So $1,500 is given away. And if you like keeping that time, if you know, because a lot of people are competitive, just snap a picture of your watch.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put your selfie on there, you can just put your picture of your watch.
I'm not very fast.
Oh, so you're just a selfie.
Yeah, it may just be a selfie. Although I have shaved a little bit of time off of my average per mile. Yes.
Yeah,
so by then I may shave off a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm working
on it. It's a good goal.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a very good goal.
And it's really cool. You help you be healthy by doing this, but then you're helping other people stay healthy too that might not could afford that medication that they need. Because you could just imagine being diabetic or, you know, heart disease, these things you cannot do without your medicine. They're like, you know, their life depends on it. So, and we've heard stories of people having to break their medicines in, you know, half, trying to make them last longer, you know, not paying one bill so that they, and we just heard this story recently in Metcalf County where we've just opened last year.
Mm-hmm.
A lady had been to see the doctor, had her prescription in hand, and come in and talking to us and said, you know, I'm just not going to be able to pay my electric bill so I can get this medicine.
Mm.
So we were able to get her in the program that same day. She brought in her proof of income. She entered the program. We wrote her a voucher for her pharmacy, and she only had to pay 20% of that cost of that medicine.
Oh, my goodness.
So then she could still pay her electric bill. So that's, you know, it happens all the time.
Gosh, that is so heartbreaking.
Yes, yes.
You know, having to choose which bill to pay. I mean, you have to have that medication.
That's right. Check to check a lot of folks. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what a wonderful event for folks to get involved.
Yes.
And you said it, you may have mentioned this, that the two other counties that you guys are in now are able to participate.
I think we had talked about
that. I didn't know if you mentioned that earlier or not.
Well, the two counties that Community Medical Care has moved into so far is Metcalf County last year in January and then Adair County January of this year. So Extreme Fitness has graciously, Larry and Charlotte are just so kind
and they
care about so many people. So they agreed for this to go to the counties that we have moved into. So that's really cool because Dr. Modi, even though it's went virtual, he meets at Beaver Trail anybody that wants to come there and just walk with them, just as a, you know, just a time, because some people still want to get together.
I was going to say, some people like to do it as a group.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It gives them a little bit of more motivation.
Just
and
for
it's a
fun.
Little, yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So we do that at Beaver Trail at 8 o'clock on the 20th. And so now we're going to be able to add those other counties. We've got we're going to announce the time and the places a little bit later on. But we will be in Metcalf County and Adair County. And when you go to the website and you sign up for the race, you can choose which county that you want your registration to go toward, what program to go towards.
That's excellent. Yeah. So, more people are able to get involved, and that means more money, and that means more people and more families that you're
able
to help.
So it doesn't matter what, you know, someone in need isn't someone in need.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. September 20th.
Yes, September the 20th. Anytime during that day, because it's virtual, you just need to sign up before. And we can ship. Kim Glass does a fantastic job there, Extreme Fitness, taking care of logistics of the shirts and the goodie bags and those things. So you can pick up at Extreme Fitness before the walk and get that shirt, or they can ship. But there's a cutoff for the shipping. I don't have that in front of me, but it'll tell all that on the website when they go to extremeky.com/5K.
Okay. So, extremeky.com/5K.
Yes.
So go ahead and get signed up now.
Yes.
Do that so you can participate in a great fundraiser, fundraiser for community medical care, of course.
Any businesses listening that would like sponsor, we have several levels to sponsor. We have a platinum gold, gold, silver, and bronze level that they can sponsor as, and you get your logo on the back of the shirt. The shirts are so cool. They're the soft t-shirts.
Yes. I like soft.
Those are the best. And this is really cool because it's the 15th year.
Oh my gosh, has it been 15 years?
Yeah.
I remember the very first.
Oh, I'm sure. It was there at the parking lot of the pavilion.
It was there for several years.
Yes.
That's where it started. Mm-hmm. And I was...
Kathy Botts was involved with it. Yes. She was actually one of them that the committee that started it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was. That's right. That's right. And I would actually help hand out... announce the winners and help hand out the trophies and the awards and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I was a part of that for several years. Yeah. Gosh, I cannot believe it has been 15 years.
Can you believe that?
No, I cannot. Mm-mm. That's crazy. Yeah. That's but a longstanding fundraiser.
Yes, raises over $30,000 a year. So we need all of those businesses to jump in and sponsor and that makes the medication assistance, the dentures, the glasses. We just added glasses back this year.
Okay.
We had stopped that for a little bit because another organization was helping with it. We don't want to double do a service. So they had to stop for a while, kind of on hold. So the TJ Community Mission Foundation Board voted in the committee to add that service back on. So we're able to help with glasses. So, helping people see too. We were just adding that back. So we're in the process of adding optometrists back to that program.
Good deal. Covering a lot of areas, folks. Yeah. A lot of different areas. So, all right, let's talk about Jeff Allen. He is actually a comedian and he's going to be at White Squirrel Brewery. This is for Don's House of Comedy on Sunday, starting at 6 o'clock. The doors open at 5 p.m. So this is a hilarious celebration of humility and redemption. I actually went to donscomedy.com last week, watched a few of the videos, just some clips of him, and he's pretty funny.
Now, where is this?
So this is actually in Bowling Green at White Squirrel.
Okay.
And that's on State Street there in Bowling Green. And it's Don's House of Comedy. Janice Cleary, that's the lady that I'm working with, and she loves comedy. She's been doing this for a long time. She has had her hands in a lot of different types of businesses, and she loves comedy. She knows how to find these comedians, and she enjoys doing this.
They say it's the best medicine.
Yes.
Laughter's the best medicine.
That's exactly right.
Healthy Wednesday.
Yes. So if you love to laugh, this guy is funny. So you can actually, they're going to give away some tickets on Friday. When Janice is in here, they're going to give away some tickets. It's $35 for general admission, VIP, $50. So very reasonable. Okay. And again, this is at 302 State Street in Bowling Green. They have several shows coming up. They have one on August 16th. They have a couple in September, it looks like. Then they usually try to do two shows a month throughout the year. So these guys are going to be hilarious. They have different sponsors. And Janice reached out to me, and she's excited about being on the show on Friday.
Good.
So, yeah, she is very knowledgeable. And, I mean, again, like you said, who doesn't love to laugh?
Right.
So
we need that.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. But this is a premier venue for live stand-up comedy there at White Squirrel with Don's House of Comedy. And, again, you can get your tickets at donscomedy.com. 270-217-6936 is the number to call. And you guys call in on Friday and get registered for these tickets, and you get to go for free. So be a fun night, fun date night. I know it's on a Sunday night, but, you know, you don't have a whole lot going on.
Yeah, sure.
On Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. So go and laugh.
Finish your weekend up.
There you go. That's exactly right. So some great folks that are going to be there. And if you want to see those clips, all you have to do is log on to donscomedy.com. Take a look for yourself and
check that out.
Mm-hmm, see what he is all about. JeffAllenComedy.com is his website. So he's a storyteller, and he just has a lot of different things to... He's lived a great life. So he's a lot of stories to talk about, probably a lot of things that you and I can relate to as well. So yeah, go check him out, jeffallencomedy.com or donscomedy.com. All right, our phone number is 270-651-3000, 651-3000. Tina is in this morning with Community Medical Care, an organization that has been able to touch so many lives. And I don't really want to put you on the spot, and you've shared some stories with me this morning, but, you know, looking back over the last several years of doing this, is there a story that stands out to you that was just, they're all touching, but one that just kind of has stuck with you over the years that was just very heartwarming?
Oh gosh, there's lots of them. There's a couple that stick out. It was kind of an exception that was made, and it's really cool because it's a local nonprofit. You think of national, sometimes you don't have that control. When you see that need, you have so many strings to pull and so many hoops to go through, but it's probably been, I guess it's been about 15, 18 years ago, someone on the board, the Community Medical Care Board, knew a family that had a child that had went through cancer. He had had treatment, and he needed hearing aids, and there was no programs to help this child. And, of course, we didn't help children at that time. Yeah. Well, we don't help children. It's adult programs. But the board talked about the need. There was no one else meeting it. You know, that's the big thing if you don't have another committee that or another agency that's meeting it. So they agreed to make that exception, and he went and had his hearing test. So we got to see that whole process of him getting those hearing aids and him being able to hear after cancer treatment, because the treatments hurt his hearing.
Oh,
that's what
gosh.
That's the reason he needed the hearing aids, was because, you know, the treatment helps you live, but also sometimes it hurts things that you need it. Mm-hmm. So that gave him his hearing back. So I'll never forget that. Yeah. And then another case was a senior, just the opposite, child, but she couldn't hear. She and her family, this always reminds me, because when you help somebody with a hearing aid, you help the family as much as you help that person
Absolutely.
Needing to hear. Because the conversations, if you have to say it over and over again, sometimes you get frustrated.
Yes.
And by the time that they hear it, you're so frustrated. They're not. Yeah, they're hearing
you just
a different.
Want to stop the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. And this lady and her family and seeing the process. We've had lots of people to get the hearing aids, but this one really sticks out to me because she talked about being able to go to church and hear the preacher preaching at church, and then also when she went outside to hear the birds sing.
Oh, what a wonderful sound.
Yeah. I mean, and we hear it every day and take it for advantage.
Or take it for granted.
Take it for granted. That, you know, you just hear it every day. But if you hadn't heard it for years and then all of a sudden you could hear it, it would really stand out to you. So
yeah.
I'll never forget her saying that. So,
oh.
Yeah. And there's lots more. You know, there's so many people that's going through our doors and only because of the community. You know, it's not, it's just, that's what makes it so good, is it's just, it's a community program. Doctors coming together, you know, just Community Medical Care had a board of its own for 20 years and then became part of the TJ Community Mission Foundation. And, you know, in the beginning, you're kind of a little bit nervous of the change after 20 years of doing something. But I can honestly say it's not been anything but positive. Mm-hmm. There's more growth. We've had more reach going into other counties and helping it grow here in Barron County. We've added on the disability program. We've added on the helping glasses and breaking barriers to care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost double. Well, it's over double the people that we're helping,
mm-hmm.
even here in Barron County.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's
well,
good.
Dr. Modi is a mastermind.
He is.
Let me
he
tell
takes
you.
Anything and turns it into gold.
I was about to say he just amazes me.
Yes.
The care and compassion that he has for other human beings.
Yeah, that's something else that sticks out. It is when the program first started, we had surgeons that would donate surgeries. We don't have that as much now because of the affordable health care. More people have coverage for those surgeries. But at that time, there wasn't affordable health care. And we had people that were needing surgeries to be able to go back to work. There was one instance I remember Dr. Modi's office that someone had a bad infection after an injury that they couldn't go to the doctor and take care of, and he helped doctor him back to being able to go back to work. You know, things like that you just never forget.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't. And Dr. Modi, he has just touched so many lives. And we're so blessed to have him in our community.
We are. And that's those stained glasses. Have you got one yet?
No, I haven't. No, I have not.
We will have one at the Rotary auction, I know. And we will have one. We should have had one at the Care Power Hour auction, but we let it slip through. But he will have one at the next one. So
okay. And doesn't he usually have one for Extreme, the 5K? I thought he did it one time.
We haven't, but maybe we should ask Kelly, since we didn't do Care Power Hour.
Maybe you should.
Yes. You know, we go live on Facebook to give away that prize money. We could. There you go. I'll get on that.
Instead of.
You gave me work to do.
There you go. You can get on that. And I'm sure he would be delighted to donate one of those beautiful stained glasses.
Absolutely.
Because they are
15
gorgeous.
Years, we need one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It's a milestone.
That's right.
So he would be delighted, I'm certain, to be able to do that.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Jesse Muse, of course, he's a realtor auctioneer there. I was talking with Jesse yesterday. He has so many auctions coming up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is covered up with auctions.
So many houses for sale.
I know. And land and farms. And speaking of land, he is actually going to be going live at this auction on Saturday. That is August 2nd, this Saturday at 10 a.m. This is in Cave City on Spillman Road. It's about 98 acres of row crop land.
Wow.
And it will be sold in 9 separate tracts. So it range, as far as the size of the tracks, they range from 2.35 acres all the way up to 25.2 acres. There are several tracks in there. I think there's about four tracks that are roughly 10 acres. There's about three tracks that are a little over 2 acres to 2.5 acres, and then two tracks that are 24 to 25 acres.
Wow.
So, yeah, very nice pieces of property, actually. And that is, again, on Spillman Road in Cave City this Saturday, August the 2nd. So you don't want to miss that. You can see the track layout and find out more information at rsmillsauctions.com. That's rsmillsauctions.com. Also, there is an Absolute Auction that's coming up Saturday, August the 9th. That's at 413 North Dixie Highway. This is actually a collaboration with Jesse and Blake and Brenton Ryan, which Blake and Brenton are usually in here each month as well, and they are coming together on this particular auction. It's an excellent opportunity if you're looking for commercial property downtown Cave City. High visibility there on the North Dixie Highway, convenient access. It's versatile. It features about 4,300 square feet of property. The space has 4 bays. It's ideal for automotive or commercial use. There's also a 3-unit apartment building that has, you know, potential income, you know, to rent that as well. It's has about a little over a half an acre that will be sold in one track. So more information on that is also at rsmillsauctions.com. You know, if you're interested in auctioning your property, maybe your home, your farm, maybe it's a family estate, maybe, you know, your loved one has passed away and you're looking to sell that property. You're just not able to take care of it. It can be a lot of work. So Jesse will sit down and talk with you and give you the benefits of an auction. An auction is a great option.
Right.
He has said that from day one, but he would love to discuss that with you. And if you're looking for maximum property exposure, I mean, an auction is the way to go. That is for sure. And folks love auctions.
They do. Yeah, they have the food trucks usually.
Yes.
It's just an event.
Yes, it's a lot of fun and competitive. Can be competitive.
Yeah.
You really want that piece of property or that personal item, you know, it can be a little competitive, but they're great folks there at Mills Real Estate. Jesse is just amazing at what he does. He has sold over, I think it's over $36 million in property since he's been doing this. I mean, I'm telling you.
He's got some experience.
He does. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's doing. So give him a call at 270-670-9333. That's 270-670-9333. rsmillsauctions.com. And his office is located on Happy Valley Road here in Glasgow. That's right across from Boutique Unique. So he'll get you taken care of. I would call or text him. Sometimes he's at property, you know, taking pictures and doing that sort of thing. So he might not be in office all the time. So I would definitely call or text him to set up a time to talk with him. So that's Jesse Muse with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. All right, Tina, we've ended the hour.
Oh, my goodness. That was fast.
It was fast, wasn't it? I knew it would go fast.
Yes.
Because we have lots of things to talk about. So
it's always fun.
Yes. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for coming in and just telling our listeners, because I know we have new folks listening, just about community medical care and everything that community medical care provides, the services that you offer, And if someone wants to find out a little bit more about community medical care, how would they go about doing that, Tina?
Just call community medical care. Savannah's there to talk today. You can call myself. It's 270-659-0229. If for some reason you want the Medi-Cal, you can call 270-432-0229. And it's pretty easy to remember, 384-0229 in Adair County. So get all those counties out there. But thank you, Kelly, for inviting me back today.
You're
welcome.
It's
been fun. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yes, always enjoy it so very much. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. Jesse Muse, Realtor Auctioneer with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. First Insurance Group USA. Our Wellness Wednesday sponsor this week is EasyRx Pharmacy. And, of course, we appreciate Tina stepping in with Community Medical Care as our special guest for Wellness Wednesday. Also, thanks to Far Off Broadway Players and Don's House of Comedy. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Turn up your radio right now. Serving Southern Kentucky from the top of Commerce Plaza on the square in downtown Glasgow with country's hottest hits. 103.7 WHHT, Cave City, Glasgow.